Amtrak really is seeing more passengers. Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari says on some of its busier routes, ridership is up double digits.
We're seeing increases of 20% with no additional capacity. Those are just people who are taking the train who hadn't taken it before or who had changed their travel plans to go on a day when the train isn't sold out, because we have a lot of days now where the train is selling out.
That's because the train is handy, especially on shorter trips such as New York to Washington, Los Angeles to San Diego, or Detroit to Chicago. Last year, Amtrak had more than 26 million passengers. This year, it looks like it'll get about 27 million. Now, to put that into perspective, 761 million people flew on an airplane in the U.S. last year. But Magliari says most of Amtrak's competition isn't the airlines.
Most of our competition is the automobile, and we believe the largest single reason for some of the increases we've had this year is people trying to avoid the higher cost of driving their own cars and trucks.
And Amtrak would love to buy some more trains to serve those passengers, but there's no money, and the railways are already crowded. The same reason Amtrak is getting more passengers, higher fuel prices, is also the reason a lot of freight is being switched from trucks to trains. Jonathan Levine is an urban and regional planning expert at the University of Michigan. He says for much of the nation, more freight train traffic is causing Amtrak some problems.
The scheduled service is really quite good if and when the trains follow the schedules. But those of us who've taken those trips know that the probability of having a delay is rather significant, and it happens because of congestion on the rail lines.
Amtrak is supposed to get top priority on the rails, but the freight railroads own a lot of the tracks. The dispatchers work for them. They control the switches. And in these days of just-in-time deliveries, it's hard for those railroads to sidetrack a freight train for Amtrak to speed by. Mark Magliari with Amtrak says they're working on that problem.
About 70% of our operations, that's about everywhere outside the East Coast, is on somebody else's railroad. And we've seen progress in a lot of these relationships with the host railroads. We're making improvements in how they handle us.
And judging from the increase in ridership, train passengers don't see it as any different than an airplane being delayed. And at least it's a comfortable seat with plenty of room to walk around, unlike a crowded plane sitting on the tarmac. Mark Westerfield uses Amtrak. He also works for one of those freight train companies. We caught up with him at Union Station in Chicago. He thinks the problems can be worked out for Amtrak. He thinks they need to be worked out.
It needs to be expanded. It needs to be increased. And I think that I'm very optimistic about the fate of Amtrak with the price of fuel, price of gasoline, the congestion at airports, security at airports, the fact that a lot of the traveling public is getting older, as I am, and less willing to be cramped into MD-80s, aging 737s. I think it's got a great future. I really do. It's going to require a lot of capital investment.
Getting that capital investment means getting more support from Congress and state legislatures. Some members of Congress have made a lot of noise about funding Amtrak. They make it sound as though it's the only government-supported transportation system out there. The fact is, airports get tons of money from the government. With rising fuel prices and more ridership on Amtrak, government money for the train might get a little better traction with Congress in the future. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.